Hello there, and welcome to the Nautical Twist podcast. My name is Em, and actually, I'd like to welcome you to this specific episode as well. For this episode, I wanted to share something that's been on my mind recently. Recently, I went to a gym that I've been going to for a while now, and I know that they're going to be closing, or that they actually closed because of the coronavirus safety concerns and all of that. So a lot of places like that, of course, are closing. And so I went there and got in like my last workout there for a while. And so I going in, of course, I said hi to the front desk staff, got my workout in. And then as I was leaving, I said thank you to the front desk staff. They're always such lovely people when I come in and say hi. And it was interesting though this time when I said it, because they actually, particularly this one lady at the front desk, she was just started ask. She had asked me a question about, oh, how are things going? And we had a chance to have a little exchange. And I realized during that conversation, or actually we both realized during that conversation, that even though we've known each other for a few years now, we actually had not really taken much of the time to get to know each other, usually because I'm in a hurry going somewhere. And usually for her, the gym is usually super busy and there isn't really that chance to get to know each other. And so it was awesome because we talked for quite a while, just, you know, I don't know, just having a great conversation. And she brought up something that also kind of took me by surprise, or that something I'm ashamed to say I didn't really think about. And she said that she was concerned with the gym closing, that there are a lot of older people that come to the gym, not just younger people who come to the gym, and rely on that as a way to socialize. And I admit I hadn't really thought of that. And just to think that, you know, of course, safety is number one and it's worth it to protect people's lives. But at the same time, it like kind of broke my heart to think, wow, these people are not really going to have that. They're not going to have this place for that. And I don't know, it really kind of just threw me off a little bit to hear that. And it made me think about just in many other ways, any time that on just a day-to-day level that we're encountering people that kind of need that outreach, that need someone to take that conversation a little step further, just to be properly acknowledged. Because I think something that a lot of us of all ages are looking for is to be acknowledged. And it just made me rethink about like the older population. And of course, right now, in the midst of like any type of virus concerns, obviously, just talking to older people that I may encounter may not be a safe thing in terms of social distancing and all that. But just in terms of just thinking about better ways, even for like older relatives that I know, it just made me think a little bit more about considering just reaching out to people that usually I'm just used to saying a polite hello and goodbye and passing, and not really taking it that step further. So for me, that was just something that I really had pulled out of that conversation. I just wanted to share that here. But on another note, I really also want to just throw this out here, that I really do, I truly hope that you and your family are safe. And I look forward to this time passing and everything getting better, of course. I just feel so bad for anyone who has been negatively affected by this, not just in getting sick, but of course for those as well, but also anybody who's lost any work opportunities or lost a source of income. I really hope that you will be getting the relief or getting the relief that you need in the midst of it. I know just on my side of things, I've been trying to contact the leaders from where I live just to encourage them to get things past that will help. But anyway, I know that's a side note, but I really do hope that you're being safe and well. Next week's episode will be much more positive. It really will be. But I did try and pull something positive, like in the gym situation. I did try to pull something positive from it, because as some of you who've been here for a while, some of you know that my biggest challenge is to pull something positive out of things because my brain usually goes to such a negative place. So this is just starting this these podcast episodes has actually been a really big exercise for me, and just trying to find the positive and find a way to kind of work to be towards being more proactive, and rather than letting the negativity kind of drown me and cripple me in a way. So anyway, I want to thank you so much for listening. And yes, like I said, I'll be back next week with another episode. But in the meantime, please be safe and take care. And I'll talk with you soon. Bye for now.